This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Open for Business is powered by BossBolle.com, Malaysia's first online company secretary.
This is Frida Liu. You're listening to Open for Business. ATX is an MSC status company specializing in the IT, telecommunication, and services industry in Malaysia. Their core business is in developing and integrating solutions and value-added services with clients ranging from telco companies, pay TV providers, remittance service providers, money service business operations, and other retail and network operators. Recognized as a top 50 rising startup in Southeast Asia, ATX provides e-wallet providers, traditional retail stores, and kiosks with digital payments through the extensive payments network Malaysia, including more than 31,000 touch points. I'm here with its CEO, Sashi Kumar Govindasamy. Good morning, Sashi.
Hi, good morning, Frida. How's things with you guys?
We are good. And of course, you know, we haven't spoken for over a year. Good to just see what's going on. But actually, you know, I think a lot of people don't know enough about your company, right? And this was something that you started 10 years ago, right?
Yes,
and
correct.
What was the initial business idea when you started 10 years ago?
Well, when we started 10 years ago, we were not actually looking at facing customers directly. We were more of a B2B and we are more of a platform provider rather than getting involved in the sales activity. So when we started off, one of the telecoms companies, Alcom, they came up to us and said that, hey, we want to digitalize our distributors in the business and we want you to provide your platform. So that's when we started our business by providing platform to the Celcom distributors for them to be selling their reloads and doing their bill payments electronically at their 100 over 1,000 touch points. So we started with that initially. And then after that, over time, we moved over to also becoming a service provider to the billers themselves, right? Where we get some of the billers like Astro, TuneTalk to be on our platform, and we provide this to all the other merchants that we have, right? So at that point of time, when we were close to having about 65 to 85,000 merchants who are active, right? So we decided to go down the value chain and start providing more services to the Celcom distributors.
Right. So it started off and I guess it evolved along the way, right? Because you've got the technology, you've got that, and then of course you've got that. It's easier to sell to other industries, other spaces because of that basic service that you have.
Correct.
Okay. And you've come a long way in the last 10 years. We'll talk a little bit about some of the things that have evolved since then. Now, as I was saying earlier on, you are recognized as a top 50 rising startup in Southeast Asia. Do you still consider yourself a startup?
It's a bit of a tricky question, but a lot of our business, they are quite matured in terms of PayHub, where we are supplying bill payment reload services. Our collection aggregation business, it's a bit of a matured business. Right. Mm-hmm. But there are other new byproducts that have come out from PayHub. Right. Mm-hmm. So basically, we have just gotten we are in the final stage of getting approval for our e-money license. We've also acquired lending license. So these are all new businesses. Right. Mm-hmm. We've also launched our MyPostPay service, which is basically to have like a mini post office around the country. We have 3,000 of them. And Runchit Hero is one of our newest babies, which is the e-marketplace for retail owners, for grocers. Right. So these are all the ones which are basically still in a startup mode, right?
Right.
There are some products that we have which has already matured. There are some products which is still on the startup mode.
Right. So we spoke in 2020, right, where there was GoPay, there's Runchit Hero, and My PostPay. This was correct. All started in 2020 or prior to that?
All of them started mostly in the last 18 months or so, about 2020, yes.
Because of the pandemic?
Correct.
Okay, so I know because it's been so interesting when you first started. What's happened since? Because this started because of the pandemic. What have been some of the milestones in all these GoPay, Runchit Hero, and MyPostPay?
Okay. All right. So basically for GoPay, what has happened here is during the pandemic period, the gig economy players, they started to boom, right? A lot more players started to come out. And our wallet was more accepted now, right? By a lot of gig economy players, because now they can just stay at home, right? And still be able to trade for prepaid reloads and bill payments and earn some sort of an income. Right, so over that period of time, while we were in lockdown mode, the major items that we've put in is like insurance product. We have put in some entertainment products, which are basically higher margin items for the people. So we grew from about 5,000, 6,000 to about 12,000 to 15,000agents now.
Right.
And for my postpay, right. Parcel business was really booming. Basically, MyPostPay is like a parcel service business. It was really booming. We only had about 200 to 300 merchants at that point of time. Today, we've got about almost 3,000 merchants.
Wow.
Almost 3,000 merchants, right, who are involved in the parcel business. Now, then these are basically the same customers that we have on our Runchit Hero platform, right? They have now adopted and accepted more services at their outlets now. So a mom and pop shop that you walk into that we are actually servicing under Runchit Hero, they'll be having their FMCG item purchases. You can also do bill payment reloads, right? And also send parcels.
Right.
Eventually, we are also going to be opening these outlets up to become remittance cash-in points as well.
So the pandemic has been good for you.
Well, it could have been better, but we have to learn how to tweak our business model and evolve according to times.
Right. Okay. What do you mean could have been better?
Well, it could have been better in a way that we could have launched more products and services, right? Because of the pandemic, my entire team is now actually operating from home. And until today, it just taught us that you don't have to be in the office to actually work.
Right.
So most of my programmers are all based at home now, right? And productivity has actually gone up.
Right.
But the problem was that we could not get our salespeople, our on-ground sales team, to go out. We don't want to expose them. Even though we have approval to go out, right? We don't want them to go out at all. So the recruitment drive could have been better. Instead of 3,000 outlets, we could have even probably hit 5,000 outlets.
Okay.
But because we have doing everything digitally, and a lot of our outlets, they want to see your face, they want to be able to talk to you, and they want to relate that product to a person.
Right. Okay.
So the signing up process for the outskirt, the suburban and rural area, we couldn't really go. So a lot of our customer touch base now are basically in urban and suburban.
Okay, now looking at all this, right, where, in terms of your organization, do you think this will be, you know, now that, of course, the salespeople can meet people, what will be the working model in your organization? Hybrid model, some people working from home a little bit more moving forward?
Yes. So basically what's going to happen here is because we're an MSC status company, MDEC has always been helping us out to recruit work programmers from overseas. Right now, what we see here is probably what's going to happen in the next years is going to be, we will be recruiting more, but they are going to be probably home-based in their own country.
Right.
Wherever they come from. So we've got talent here from Indonesia. We've got from India. We are recruiting some from Philippines now. So these guys probably do not have to actually come over to Malaysia. Right. So we'll probably be working on a remote basis. In terms of local presence here, a lot of our operating staff who are on ground, right? So they are also now working on remote basis. The HR function, finance function, operation functions, those guys will probably still be coming back into the office. Even our customer service now is all going to be home-based.
Okay. Exciting times that you're involved in. I know that you were part of Scale Up Malaysia. We'll talk a little bit about that experience. Of course, the recent acquisition of ATX Group by Novati. We'll discuss that in just a moment. I'm here with Sashi Kumar Kovindasamy from ATX. Stay tuned to Open for Business, BFM 89.9.
Open for Business will reopen in a few moments. Powered by BossBully.com, Malaysia's first online company secretary.
Buggy Free Minum. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.
Open for Business is powered by BossBully.com, Malaysia's first online company secretary.
Good morning, this is Frida Liu. You're listening to Open for Business. I'm here with Sashi Kumar Govindasamy, the CEO of ATX, which is an MSC status company specializing in IT, telco and services industry in Malaysia. They did a lot of interesting things in 2020 with GoPay, Runchi Hero and MyPostPay. You were involved with Scale Up Malaysia, right? When was this and what was the experience like?
Well, basically, at that point of time, I think this was somewhere circa 2017 or so. So at that point of time, we were just growing our businesses, right? And what Scale Up, we participated in the Scale Up Accelerator program where we were actually selected to be one of the 20 companies that they would invest in. So what Scale Up brought to us was basically a lot of business know-how and helping us to open the doors to our to different business segments. So currently, out of the entire cohort of Scale Up, I think ATX is now in business or collaborating with at least about 6 or 7 of the cohort, the other participants in Scale Up.
Right.
So we are actually doing cross product selling and so on between ourselves. Right.
Right.
So that was actually a very good experience, and also of course they brought us they brought us a lot of good experience and talents. To accelerate our business faster.
Right.
So that was actually a very good experience to be with Scale Up.
Right. And I think, like, as an entrepreneur, right, I mean, it's where else are you going to meet people who are non-competitive? Because you're so involved in your business that you sometimes can't see the potential collaboration, or you don't know the people. So it's beyond what you learn in Scale Up or what they impart. It's the other connections and all that. So that continues to be of something of value to you, I'm sure. So very exciting is, of course, Novati announced acquisition of ATX Group Malaysia. So with that, you know, was that the plan, though? I mean, was this a surprise? This has been something you've been planning for a long time?
It's something that we've been planning for a long time. We have been doing business with Novati from about 2015. So we are basically in the similar space of business, but they are operating in Canada, in Australia, right? So, and they have got similar setups across the country in Africa and so on, which is basically a really, really similar space like ATX, right? So what we have been we've been working together from 2015, and we've been looking at what are the avenues. And it's always been a situation, hey, we should talk about a joint venture to be set up and all that. But we were always busy with our own things and all that. But came this pandemic period is where we actually put it down, put our thoughts down to paper to actually execute this entire acquisition. So this is something been coming for a long time. Only thing, we never had the chance to sit down on it. And once we actually presented this is what is going to be our roadmap, our 5-year roadmap, right? Then they said, okay, this fits in perfectly, and that's why we started to talk about the acquisition.
Right. So what is the 5-year roadmap?
So, well, basically what we've been doing over this past few years is actually building the network. We're building the network. So on one side, we have got retail networks that we are opening up. We've got 10,000 mom and pop shops. We've got 3,000 parcel service related business. We have our e-wallet business, right? Which automatically these e-wallet users have got these 15,000 merchants that they can get access to buy any of their services. And of course, we've got our lending license now. So that will also be playing a very important role in building the entire ecosystem. Right. And with what we see here is we are now at a stage where we can, with Novartis being part of the family, we can now really look at our acceleration program.
Right.
Of how to actually monetize the entire and unlock the value of each of these components that we have.
Right. And you will see that this is going to go global. This business is going to be global beyond Malaysia, obviously.
First, we are looking at Malaysia, right? Of course, once we've completed Malaysia, by next year end, 2022 year end, what we are looking at is actually to go into Cambodia and Vietnam,
mm-hmm.
to provide a platform to Cambodia and Vietnam.
Right. And by then, we should be able to travel a little bit.
Correct. We already had the interest from Cambodia and Vietnam, but the only thing we couldn't do anything about it is because mm-hmm. there's no travels being allowed. And also, we are also facing the same pandemic as they are.
Right. So, and then in terms of new services, what kind of new services do you think you'll be able to provide?
Oh, I can tell you that, but I'll have to silence you after that. Basically, there's going to be a lot of more exciting products that we're going to be launching, right?
Okay.
There will be a BNPL play, internal BNPL play here. Of course, the lending is also going to be a pretty exciting play for us. Over and above, there are other services that we're going to be rolling out. We are now in the midst of talking to a lot of service providers, right? And they are going to be providing their services on our platform. And that is going to add more value to our agent and also our retailers.
Right. You know, I want to ask you, Sashi, what have you learned about yourself as an entrepreneur in the last 10 years?
Well, basically, when life gives you lemons, you try to make lemonade or you can make a gin tonic out of it. It's entirely up to you how you want to look at life. Right, but at the end of the day, there'll be a lot of roadblocks. There'll be a lot of challenges. What we've learned here is to just learn to cope, learn to pivot, learn to change, right? And go along with times. You can change something for a temporary period because the situation doesn't permit, right? But you do not have to stop everything. So that's what I'm very proud of my team. We couldn't come to work, but we operate from home. There's a lot of things that we couldn't do, right? But a lot of my team members have actually just managed to overcome it, right? And just be able to still roll the business out, right?
Right.
Even if, let's say, we can't visit, we try to convert everything digitally now, right? Mm. And a lot of our merchants at that point of time, a lot of our merchants who were not accepting digitalization, they are now starting to accept it as well. So it's it's something that when you hit the brick wall, don't stop, find a way around it.
Right. How large is your team right now?
Currently, we are almost about 30. We are on a massive recruitment drive now, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you know, getting talents is not the easiest of things, right? And getting the right fit talent is even more harder. Right.
Mm.
So we go all out. We use all forms of medium to actually try to recruit the right talent. And currently, we've got at least, the team will be probably by the first quarter or so will be growing to almost about 50. We're going to be almost doubling up the staff capacity.
Right. And this is, are you, you know, obviously looking beyond the shores of Malaysia for the right talent?
Correct, correct.
Right.
So we work closely with MDEC to actually get us, get the right talents as well. Right. We also work with some other independent parties and some of our other business partners that we came from Scale Up and all that. They also help us to actually recruit the right people.
Right. And of course, in doing your business as well, are there things that you need to look at in terms of IP, that sort of thing? Is that another aspect of your business that is also very important?
Yes, correct. Basically, there's a few components of it. One is the development arm. After the development period of the business, then it comes to the commercialization. That's where IP comes into play, right? And we have our own in-house team and also an external party to actually help us to actually get this process done correctly.
Right. Okay. So, and I think I ask that because it's like, you know, are Malaysian businesses aware that this is such a crucial part of the business, you know, when you want to go, you know, when you want to be serious about it. So that was the reason I'm asking. Yeah. Any final words, Sashi? It's very exciting times. It's always nice to hear positive stories during the pandemic.
Well, I just have to say thank you a lot for your last interview. That really helped us out a lot during, especially at the peak of the first MCO. I like to thank a lot of our partners and all that who have actually been supportive of our growth. And there's going to be a lot more exciting stuff coming out from ATX.
Right.
There will be a lot of series of new products that's going to be launched over the next this quarter.
Right. Okay. So like you said, watch this space, and then exciting things in that roadmap. We'll be tracking your roadmap, Sashi. I've been speaking to Sashi Kumar Govindasamy from ATX. You've been listening to Open for Business, BFM 89.9.
Are you open for business? Register your company with BossBully.com, Malaysia's first online company secretary.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.